Leviticus chapter 1. Then the Lord called to Moses and spoke to him from the tent of meeting, saying, Speak to the Israelites and say to them, Anyone who brings an offering to the Lord, you must bring an offering of livestock from the herd or the flock. If his offering is a burnt offering from the herd, it must be a male without defect. He must bring it to the entrance of the tent of meeting, so that it may be acceptable before the Lord. The presenter should lay his hand on the head of the burnt offering, and it shall be accepted for him to make atonement on his behalf. He must slaughter the bull before the Lord, and Aaron's sons, the priests, shall present the blood and splash the blood around the sides of the altar that is at the entrance of the tent of meeting. He shall skin the burnt offering and cut it up into pieces. The sons of Aaron the priest are to build a fire on the altar and arrange the wood on it. Aaron's sons, the priests, must arrange the pieces, the head and the fat and the burning wood that is on the altar. But its internal organs and its legs, the presenter must wash with water. The priest must burn the entire sacrifice on the altar as a burnt offering, an offering made by fire as a sweet aroma to the Lord. If his offering is from the flock, either from the sheep or goats, for a burnt offering, he must offer a male without defect. He must kill it on the north side of the altar before the Lord, and Aaron's sons, the priests, must splash its blood around the sides of the altar. The presenter must cut it into pieces, with its head and its fat. The priest must arrange them on the burning wood that is on the altar. The internal organs and the legs he must wash with water. The priest must offer the whole sacrifice and burn it on the altar. It is a burnt offering, an offering made by fire as a sweet aroma to the Lord. If his offering to the Lord is a burnt offering of birds, then he must bring his offering of either turtle doves or young pigeons. The priest must bring it to the altar, wring off its head, and burn it on the altar. Its blood must be drained out against the side of the altar. Then he must remove its crop with its feathers and throw them on the east side of the altar where the ashes are. Then he should tear it open by its wings without totally severing it. The priest must burn it on the altar on the burning wood. It is a burnt offering, an offering made by fire as a sweet aroma to the Lord.